od zvočne terapije z didžeridujem do slikarstva za ljudi s posebnimi potrebami. Aboriginska umetnost dokazano pomaga pri zdravljenju Avstralcev, tako telesno kot tudi duševno. Zgodbo sta pripravili Kimberly Gillen in Amy Chien Yu Wang. Morda vas zvoki didžeriduja pomirjajo ali vas napolnijo z energijo. Ta sveti inštrument se uporablja pri zgodovinskih obredih in terapijah. Zvočni zdravilec Julian Silburn vodi tako imenovano zvočno alkemijo. Pri svojem delu uporablja didžeridujeve vibracije imenovane idaki, ki bi naj pomagale pri čustvenem in telesnem zdravljenju.
If someone works with energy like Reiki healing and you're working with the subtle energies of the body, you can detect where the imbalances are. With the didgeridoo, you're using sound waves. It's basically as you're connected to the instrument, as you're playing those sound waves out, it's connecting with the sound waves that are emitting from the person's vibration. And so then it actually gives you a sense of what's going on for that person. So you actually sense whether there is congested energy. You will actually feel it's harder to play that instrument into that particular area of the body.
Silburn pravi, da didžeridu odpravlja stres in stisko. V preteklosti je zdravil ljudi z raznimi fizičnimi poškodbami ter tudi rakave bolnike.
Those sound waves are a particular note, and every part of the body has its own vibration and energy. When you receive sound and vibration, you pick that up through your tissues, through your energy body, and then it has a stimulating effect to entrain the vibrations and the frequencies that are part of us on different levels. They actually help to support and to bring our vibration and energy into harmony and balance.
Skupina aboriginov s posebnimi potrebami iz Newcastla dosega neverjetne rezultate z njihovim slikarskim delom. Skupina se dobiva tedensko, posamezniki pa svoja čustva izražajo s slikanjem. Njihova mentorica Elsie Randall pojasnjuje.
The art therapy is the way that we visualize who we are, what we're supposed to do, and it's about remapping our experiences and history and where we want to go in the future.
Randallova je pričela samozdravljenjem kot rezultat njenih travm iz otroštva.
Basically, when you got so many experiences of trauma and it's complex trauma, I use color to identify emotions. So I had to develop a method or a formula to identify that so I can address that.
Program je udeležencem vlil samozavest.
So understanding who you are, where you come from, who you're supposed to be, and then we walk into looking at emotions, then we walk into normalization of those emotions, and then we walk into diverting ownership, only own what you're supposed to own, that's yours, that you take responsibility for, putting things in priority, and then taking back control and managing that in a circle.
Rezultati govorijo sami zase.
One particular client, he was referred over from a provider because he could not fit into a group situation. He was deemed as aggressive, violent, abusive, all that sort of stuff. And we just let him just sort of just shadow us and just take everything in. And it was, we just really took it back really slow with him. We've never had an incident of verbal abuse or anything like that.
V zahodni Avstraliji izdelujejo punčke ter izmenjujejo zgodbe iz preteklosti in sicer iz časov, ko so aboriginke rojevale v rezervatih, misijonih ali pod milim nebom, saj v bolnišnicah niso bile dobrodošle. Community Arts Network, znan tudi kot CAN, je oblikoval program z imenom Bush Babies, ki starosilcem omogoča, da skozi izdelavo punčk izražajo svoja čustva. Predstavnica organizacije Michelle White pojasnjuje.
They simply weren't allowed to be to give birth in the hospitals because of segregation policies, where one of the elders describes his mother telling him that she presented at the hospital to have the baby and they wouldn't let her in the doors. They sent her at the back and he was actually born in the morgue.
Program je obrodil sadove nepričakovanih razsežnosti, spravil je sprte družine, utrdil njihove vezi in zgradil močnejše skupnosti.
There is still a lot of ignorance in our community and I think we can overcome that through sharing these stories of what people went through and the injustices that they had to endure the denial of human rights. But rather than, I suppose, preaching and lecturing people about what happened, through arts we're able to deliver those stories in a way that's really accessible.
Izdelki sedaj potujejo po zahodni Avstraliji kot del projekta Umetnost na poti. Pod okriljem organizacije CAN poteka še en izjemno uspešen program z naslovom Zdravilne pesmi. Gre za vključevanje profesionalnih glasbenikov v program, s pripovedovanjem zgodb pa leti v glasbijo in jih spremenijo v skladbe.
They really were healing workshops. People came together, they shared their stories. The stories were then beautifully crafted into ballads, which were then compiled onto an album.
Album je bil tako uspešen, da so glasbenike povabili na lokalne glasbene festivale. Neaboriginske skupnosti so bile nad zgodbami šokirane, saj so izpovedi zelo osebne in nikoli prej slišane.
One of the elders was talking through his song about his experience of being taken away as a small child from his family and placed in a mission and then not reconnecting with them until he was like a young man. And there were several stories which had, you know, the themes of dispossession and stolen generation and sense of loss of disconnection to country. So having those stories in a musical way at a music festival was quite empowering for the people who were singing it, but also quite revealing, I think, for the audiences that were there too.
Za več informacij obiščite sbs.com.au/topics/walkwithus.